Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Just like that, second hour is here. Hot Mike, Hutton and Withrow. Outkick.com/watch. Got the NFL draft watch party coming up a week from today. Looking forward to that. You can stream us live. Me, Chad, Clay Travis will be joining us live on site here at 6th and Peabody and live on your mobile device, laptop. Stream us on Outkick.com. You've got YouTube. X. I keep wanting to say Twitter, even
all
though
things,
I see the X. Facebook. Chad, if we were to podcast this, where would we find it?
You'd find us on platforms like, you know them, you love them, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher,
okay,
well Google done. Play.
Okay.
There's two new that I've learned. Should I learn another one tomorrow?
Sure.
If you have any of those platforms, if you know them, you love them, go ahead, subscribe, download. Outkick Hot Mike.
Anywhere
on
earth.
You can just listen to us. You know, you're driving around.
Wherever you find your audio.
People still listen to audio when they're driving around in their cars.
MP3 players.
You don't want to watch something. You want the audio only. You can always listen to us on podcast. Colin does a great job with that. You'll even have some bonus episodes in there. Maybe some things spliced together. Maybe some things taken out of context. Maybe some things recorded separately of this show. You never know. It's a treasure trove of content. Just subscribe on podcast. Listen to us on podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Chad, a treasure trove of content was certainly this morning on Don't At Me with Dan Dockich regarding Greg Doyle.
Yeah, Dan Dockich has a long personal history with Greg Doyle, and it made for some appointment viewing this morning. I went back and watched, you saw some of it too before the show. I was thinking, I got to hear Dan's take on this Greg Doyle.
It was epic,
just
man.
The height of cringe question to Caitlin Clark. It was, it's tough to stomach, Cutting. It's really tough to stomach.
Here it is.
Hi.
Hi.
Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like
yeah,
that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So, question is.
What did we hear? I mean, the laughter, too, at that.
I know. The uncomfortable laughter from the rest of the press corps. They need to be reprimanded. I feel like anyone there who laughed at that should also have to write an apology column the way Greg Doyle did after that question. For those that don't know, he was doing the heart symbol that Caitlin Clark does to her friends and family after each game. And he raised his hand instead of asking a question just to start with that. To try to clearly make it about himself, and then did that, and ends with that about, well, if you do it to me, then we're going to be okay. Caitlin Clark's face and her reaction to him saying that makes me like Caitlin Clark more, because she didn't laugh. She just kind of, eyes got wider, and was like, what is this guy talking about?
Here's part two of the follow-up.
Star, hi. You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with them? Hopefully we're going to win a lot of games to start. She's going to help us out with that.
The keys to that.
Just got the keys to that and points at Caitlin Clark. Like Caitlin Clark's a thing.
Yeah.
That, not her. You got the keys to that.
Like a Chevy truck that Tom Brady gave Malcolm Butler after
yes.
the Super Bowl
yes.
win.
It was we saw Malcolm Butler in Phoenix in
yeah.
the Super Bowl. I remember
yep.
talking to him about that truck that Brady gave him. It was a rough press conference for Greg Doyle. Very odd, very rough. Dan Dockich, I would refer you to his show.
There's
today
some background
too.
There.
He's got a lot of background. He's got a lot more
detail.
Background about him in detail than I do.
And he puts his name
just,
behind it.
I just know that Greg Doyle does represent sort of a cadre of media that all just go out of their way to echo. It's a big echo chamber media, as I'll call them. They go out of their way to echo what their friends say, and then in doing so are trying to be as virtuous as possible. I'm reminded about the back and forth I had on DM with our anonymous college football media member that I'm not going to name. But yeah. In there, that this person said something like, you know, I'm just a really good person that's selfless and only cares about the oppressed and everyone else and not myself. And I'm thinking, Greg Doyle, who I don't want you to go read his apology column, because I honestly don't want to give him the clicks on this. But in his apology column, I read it for you, so I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of it. Basically said, man, you know, I immediately went in denial and said, why is everybody upset about this? This is just me being me. This is my big personality, and I was just trying to show her my personality. But then I realized something. This time, I'm a part of the problem. I'm a part of the misogyny. Oh, no, me, Greg Doyle, how could this ever be? I've been on the right side of every argument ever. I am the virtuous one, and this time I'm wrong. I'm the big, bad, angry white guy who's stupid and arrogant and unintelligent. I'm finally that guy, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. It just became all about him. And all about how I have been on the right side of history on every single issue. And now for the first time, I'm not. And for that, I apologize. Give me a break. And just don't be weird. Don't be creepy. We had this discussion before the show. How would it have gone over if it was a man he was talking to? Not as bad, but also equally stupid. Like if try to flip this around. And if there was a media member local to a market that was talking to a quarterback who raised their hand and started doing like the arrow motion that the quarterback does back to them that they did in college. And the quarterback said, yeah, that's me throwing love to my fans and my friends and family. And then the person responded and said, well, if you do it back to me, we're going to be just fine. And then everyone starts laughing.
Well, the difference is
it would have been dumb too.
Well, dumb, but I don't think we see the apology.
No, probably not, but I don't.
We also, like...
I just don't want to hear... I hear that, and maybe I'm going too far. I don't want to hear from him again. I don't want to hear an apology. I just want him to not go to another press conference or be allowed to ask people questions. When I hear something that cringy and stupid.
Well, and then his tweet afterwards, today in a uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature heart. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, in parentheses, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. Since when is that not criticized to a level universally? Now, you've got Portnoy, who's just going all in, calling him a pervert, and tagged the Indy Star. So, I mean, he's certainly getting blown up with criticism.
Yeah, and Dan Dockich has more background on that on his show today, too. I'm not going to get into all that. I don't know Greg Doyle personally or his history or anything. It did come across as creepy and perverted. Anytime you've got a guy interacting with a woman, the dynamics are going to change. But in a public forum, to like the whole voice changing and everything about the question, and then, well, if you do that back to me, then we're going to be just fine. It was just, it was oddly flirtatious and very, very creepy from him, and it was dumb.
Here's the big question I thought of when I'm listening to this. Is the WNBA going to take his credential? Because they would for OutKick. They've set a precedent now,
good
just like
point,
Adam Silver.
Hutton.
So you're going to be pull Dan Z's credential. For asking about transgender, a legitimate question. To my knowledge, no hand gestures were made.
Yeah, he didn't hit on Dawn Staley.
Right. And didn't,
from the
and
dais.
Didn't throw up any hand gesture whatsoever, but yet no credential given to OutKick for the WNBA draft. Meanwhile, Greg Doyle he's issued an apology. And will he be allowed in for the next presser?
Of course he will.
I sincerely apologize. I will do better. please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better.
Well, he's going to be allowed back in because, you know, he stands on the right side of men playing against women.
Sure, but I mean...
So he'll be protected.
But in a league of
that
women,
echo chamber of media will all have his back and Dockage. Say, oh, what is your stance on Trump? What is your stance on trans and sports? What is your stance on this? And if you echo those things, you get to pass go and collect $200, and you'll be just fine, and we'll support you. We'll defend you. Oh, it was an awkward attempt at humor. He's a great guy, and you'll have your credential. But OutKick, meanwhile, well, will not. I'll probably hear from another friend in media about this same stance. I pray I do.
I don't know the background that Dockage has to the detail that he's willing to go. And he's putting his name behind it. He's all in against Greg Doyle. Will the WNBA pay attention to that in a league of women? A front office of the NBA favor with women? General manager, head coach?
No, but because Dan doesn't...
With a man doing this,
Dan doesn't espouse what they espouse. So it's invalid, Hudden. He's telling the truth. He may know everything he's talking about. He's being truthful, but hey, he's on the wrong side of history on too many things. So they don't care. I mean, this is how dumb we are. This is my point. My buddy who messaged me, and that Hutton knows, is not a dumb guy. At least I didn't think so. This world has made him crazy and stupid, and his argument is dumb. But it's what it's turned people into. These people believe this, and I side with them, so whatever they say is right. And I will go on them 100% of the time, and I'll agree with them. That's where we are. So because these people, whoever it is that would not agree with Dan Dockage because they disagree with him on two or three points, those people will never listen to what he has to say about Greg Doyle because he's not on the right team.
Danzy, at a press conference, asked a legitimate question at a press conference to a Final Four and national championship winning head coach, to which she answered. Credential pulled for the WNBA draft.
Yep, Dan's on the wrong team.
Dave Portnoy, if he wanted to go and cover Caitlin Clark, is he going to have his credential pulled for tweeting out Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever career begins with Greg Doyle being a sexist pervert at introductory press conference? At Indy Star Sports, do something about this pervert. Is he more likely to have his credentials pulled than Greg Doyle being called out by practically everyone?
Probably. I mean, he won't, but I mean, he would be more likely than Greg Doyle. Greg Doyle has protected status because he's friends with the right media members, and they're all going to back each other, and it's going to be that little echo chamber.
Yeah, well.
Dan Z did nothing wrong with his question. And in fact, Dawn Staley never said he did anything wrong. She answered the question. I disagree with her answer, but I give her credit for answering it. And now, because he's on the wrong team and he doesn't have protected status, no one's going to care about him not being able to cover WNBA events. No one.
But what would happen to Dawn Staley if she answered in a way that they didn't agree with? Because they didn't agree with the question.
They would have not covered it.
Yes. Exactly.
It just would have been silence.
And far too many didn't cover the fact that Dan Z's credential was pulled.
Instead of me getting messages from someone saying, I celebrated Dawn Staley's answer, it would have been, oh, what, that happened? I didn't realize it. Because the people I follow didn't write about it.
They're going to point to, the WNBA would point to, hey, well, you didn't apply on time. Well, let's find out what happens when we apply on time to go cover Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that needs to be the next step.
Compared to Greg Doyle.
That needs to be the next step.
Chet, other headlines straight ahead, plus Michael McHenry will join us. Davey's got some good headlines, too, in the weird column category.
We're about to get weird.
Well, Greg Doyle led that column,
yep.
Right? And we get weird with Davey Hudson, plus Michael McHenry next here on Hotline. Michael McHenry will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow, outkick.com/watch. Chad, I got a call during the show. I couldn't get my ringtone to go to the vibrate mode or whatever.
I feel like that's the first time it's ever happened to you.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Where your phone has been on.
I held it down. It said it was in silent mode, and then it wasn't. I don't know. You're right. I think that's right. From Uber. And they have just launched this Let me see if I can pull up
an investigation.
No. Well, thankfully, no.
Into your Uber activities?
It's legit.
We have launched a full-blown investigation.
It's legit because of the fact that the person that came over and helped me with something at the apartment also told me this. Marin with Uber Tasks. I'm calling because I saw that you had completed this task yesterday. I'm going to tell you that you are actually the first person ever with Uber to complete a task on the app. It's a brand new product for us. It's only available a few cities right now. You were the first ever to request it.
You are?
Yes, ever. And I had no idea.
It
popped up.
Is it a one? I mean, you don't have to get specific, but is it a crazy task or something pretty?
No, it was. It popped up and it was offered to me at a big discount. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I got this piece of furniture I don't feel like trying to put together right now.
Did you commission a portrait of yourself?
Yeah.
An artist came over. Well,
I've got to call
the Jim Nance above the fireplace
I've
portrait.
I've got to call
now?
Marin back after the show, but who knows?
Wow.
Maybe
we need to discuss this more.
Maybe the free Ubers continue.
We need to discuss this more when we figure out just how you're first on the list for this Uber task.
Yeah, or it's a big prank by J-Rob or something. Who knows?
Wasn't that... It's funny because the Super Bowl ads come and go, and I remember the celebrities in them, but I don't always remember the product. Wasn't the Friends reunion with David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston about Uber tasks? And they were talking about how Uber does more than just drives you?
Maybe.
And then remember they said, well, every time you learn something new, you forget something. And it was just people doing dumb things because they just forgot, because they just learned about Uber tasks. Was that not the ad? It may have been something different.
I don't know. But this is, the official... number. I even searched the number to make sure it was true because I do know somebody that would absolutely take advantage of the prank opportunity with me, but wouldn't know that I did it, right? I wouldn't know I could order it. I had to physically order it on the app. And trust me when I say there are former executives in football that love to get at me a little bit when they have the chance to. And they did in London.
It was Uber Eats, Hutton.
Uber Eats. Okay.
Uber Eats sells more than just food. Brings you more than food. And I think it was talking about tasks and different things. So congratulations on being the first.
I'm going to get weird with Davey Hudson in a bit, including headlines about a Brazilian woman. We have Axe deodorant spray and sheep and rams. Chad,
rams?
And rams.
Not LA rams, just rams in general?
Sheep rams. We'll see that. Okay. We have the Charlotte watch, which is always important. A fish doorbell. What I don't see is a dating update here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Must be a dry spell for Davey right now in the dating world. We'll find out. You know, the ram is a creature that I'd love to see in the wild.
But the rams live up on these rocks, right? The mountains.
Yeah, of all the animals though that you could see on an expedition somewhere.
Yes.
You know, out west, you'd have to go there to find them. But I'd love to see a nice ram just in the wild, just being a ram. I've seen a bear. In the wild, you know, animals I've seen in the wild, I want to add ram to that list.
Randomly watching something in the algorithm, it popped up for me. The
old algorithm.
The odds are you're going to get significantly injured if you swerve to miss a deer.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to just power right through it.
If a moose happens to step in front, you swerve. You take your chances.
I could see that.
And then they show you the comparison of a car to a nuts. Blew my mind.
The deer population, at least in Middle Tennessee, is out of control. The other night, I was driving through my neighborhood, and I think 17 of them, I had to stop to just cross the road.
They have nowhere to go now.
All at once. Yeah, right. One after the other. We have invaded the deer population.
Have you hit a deer before?
I have not.
I have not either. Michael McHenry joins us.
Sure he
has. The Fort.
On purpose.
Talking to Major League Baseball. Hey, have you hit a deer before?
I have hit a deer. Actually, it hit me. To be honest.
Yeah. It came to the side of your car, the side of your vehicle?
Yeah, he wanted some driving lessons. No, he just kind of, he ran out in the middle of the road, tried to juke me out like he was running back. It didn't work out real well. Hit my Escalade and about $4,000 later.
What would we do?
Well, I asked because my grandfather was driving my nephew when he was little and he was traumatized by this, but a deer was caught and it jumped into the side of their truck. Trying to cross the road. So there was a loud and a dent, you know, big bang and a dent right where my 3-year-old nephew was seated in the back seat. And the deer just went right into the side of the truck as it was trying to cross the road.
Do you buy this, Michael, growing up rural Tennessee?
Rural. Growing up rural. I like that.
A lot of
I'm using that burnout.
Rural. A lot of deer on the side of the road. You can see it on the interstate, right? Isn't it more likely instead of being a car hitting that deer that the tags had expired and hunters were just tossing to the side of the road?
Well, the reality, yeah, maybe if they're trying to get away with it, but the reality of it is you don't see many carcasses on the side of the road in Tennessee, where I'm from.
They
swap those bad boys up and get up to the taxidermy.
Oh, it was a fight between the county and the city, Chad, where I'm from, about who's supposed to take care of this.
Are you currently at the ballpark of the team that you own, Michael?
I am. Look, yeah, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Down
so, what is that? What's in the background there in the outfield? What building is that?
Right there.
No, right behind your hat. Is that the facility?
Oh, that's the Ford building.
Okay.
Yeah, right there, the Ford building. Yep.
That's nice, man.
Is this what we would describe as coal mining country that you're in right now?
Yes, this is exactly what you describe as coal mining country. A lot of old steel mills, all types of different things, but good old blue collar America.
I love it. A little piece of Americana. Hey, a little piece of Americana is when the New York Yankees are good. They're pretty talented, and they're off to a good start right now, Michael. What do you think of the Yankees this year as opposed to last year? Right now, a half a game up on Hutton's Orioles in the AL East.
Well, that won't last long, so don't worry, Hut.
Thank you.
Orioles are by far the best team in the AL East, but the Yankees are being the Yankees. They're doing everything professionally. They're not making excuses. They're not complaining. All the guys that maybe struggled last year started to kick it up a notch. I loved that Stanton came in. Giancarlo, not Mike, but he looks like Mike because he looks like the younger version of himself. And that's what you want to see. You want to see guys stepping up, playing the way they can. I think it was a big bolster lineup when they got Soto, but it really is a bunch of guys that are banding together. I mean, when you have a team that can come together like they do because they lock these guys up for so long, it actually becomes a team. A lot of these Major League Baseball clubs nowadays, they rotate guys in and out so much, you never really have a team. It's just a bunch of individuals playing with each other.
So, Michael, I know that you know Alex Anthopoulos pretty well, so this is a perfect question for you. I posed this scenario on our show yesterday. Trevor Bauer looks like he's been cleared of all of the accusations against him. I know that he has been a locker room problem in the past. The solution to that for me is you find the right locker room that can bring him in and he's going to go along with that culture. The Braves are down Spencer Strider for the season with Tommy John surgery. They just lost Ozzie Albies for probably a month, maybe more, with a broken toe. Would Bauer not work well in Atlanta? Is that not a clubhouse and a culture that could handle him? And if it doesn't work and he doesn't change, they could just kick him right back out?
You hit the nail on the head for me. I think in L.A., obviously he's not going to go to L.A., but guys, I don't even understand how you don't see, if you're an owner, like, hey, this guy's not just an elite talent, maybe a top five, top 10 arm, and he's willing to sign just about any contract you throw at him. So give him league minimum, let him work in his incentives. If he pitches really well, I always believe that's a good kicker to do, but you can do whatever you want with this contract. If he doesn't follow the rules that you want him to follow, he has nowhere else to go. I think he deserves a chance. I think the Atlanta Braves are a great fit for him. I think the Pittsburgh Pirates are a great fit for him. But I can see the argument. A lot of young kids there. Maybe they don't want that influence. But this guy's been okay in the locker room over the last couple of years prior to getting all this trouble. It was way prior to him actually getting these allegations where he was actually getting trouble in the clubhouse. He was just not a fan of Manfred. And I think Manfred's pushback kind of headed this thing from the get-go.
Yeah, and I feel like it's only upside for a team like the Braves. Because I think he'd go in, and he's talented. He'd be dynamite. They'd look like geniuses when they put him in as a fourth or fifth starter on an already great rotation, even without Spencer Strider. And if it doesn't work out, if his stuff's not as good, or he's being, you know, a jerk to everyone around the clubhouse, then get rid of him quick. And you go right back to being the Braves and being a team that should be just fine for a playoff spot and maybe winning that division.
I mean, really, what do you have to lose? I mean, worst case scenario, you let him go. You gave your best effort, put your foot forward, and you were someone that kind of stepped out and said, we'll take a chance. We believe in you. We believe in grace. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have made mistakes in this league that have actually had charges dropped on them. He has not. It's been a wild ride for him over the last 3 years. He's proven how good he still is. especially the spring training when he faced the Triple-A Dodgers and just wore them out. This guy needs a job. He deserves to be in baseball, and think baseball is better for it.
With some of the contracts we're seeing across baseball, short-term contracts, is it more about TV money and not knowing that future and being uncertain about it from the owner perspective? Or, Michael, are they chipping away at Scott Boras? A lot of his clients are getting these.
You know, I think Scott Boras is chipping away at Scott Boras. The fact that he wants the moon every single time these guys are free agents is ridiculous. I think the players need to sit down with the owners and the GMs and start to try to iron these things out, and then let the agent come in after the fact. Too often the agent's right out in front saying things he probably shouldn't be saying when guys want to be in certain spots. I know that Blake Snell wanted to be in Seattle. I can't believe he's not in Seattle. The fact he's not in Seattle blows my mind because that's his home. If you didn't see him during the offseason, he was at the football games, doing the towels, everything. And he's a Seattle guy. That's where he wanted to be. It's a shame that Seattle didn't get that talent, didn't get their hometown folk.
Throughout your career, who were some of the most brutally honest players in the clubhouse when it came to media?
Todd Helton was one of them. I'd say Houston Street was really, really good. Always shot them straight. But, I mean, honestly, I was just having this conversation the other day at work. The reality of media nowadays, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
There's not as big a push as there used to be. It's kind of sad. They don't ask the tough questions. I mean, we had right, wrong, or indifferent. We had one of our best pitcher prospects get taken out 59 pitches through 50 strikes. The only reason he had given up a hit is it actually went through. It looked like it went through our left fielder's glove. He just swung and missed at it. But it's remarkable that nobody really pushed against that. Like, why is this happening? Like, nobody can figure out injuries, but we've got it figured out. It's weird right now. I'm hoping that the media kind of pushes back, asks tougher questions, and honestly, that people are willing to answer them.
Did you see the answer from Fairbanks about his outing?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I love that he actually asked one of the media guys, like, I don't know, what should I do? Do you have any ideas?
So the question,
willing to take any and all pointers right now.
Was it a matter about his outing? Was it or his performance? Was it a matter of command, location, pitch selection, anything specific? No, I thought it just generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. Yeah. So we're going to try to rectify that, but for now I'm going to be pretty pissed off about it.
We've all been there in all walks of life, the all-encompassing suck that does happen from time to time.
Brutally honest, respectful in the way he came across too, right? And, I mean, now I want to see more of his press conferences now.
Exactly. I think that's part of the game, and I think when guys can have a little bit of fun, even if they are upset, I think that's the way it should be. I mean, he also gave him a 16-minute time limit to kind of get off his sad wagon, which I thought was priceless.
In almost every division, Mike, right now, you've got a team that is off to a bad start that also may just be a very bad team. In the NL West, you got the Rockies who have 4 wins. In the NL East, you got the Marlins who have 4 wins. In the AL West, you have the A's, who are the A's, with 8 wins. But the Astros off to a bad start, but they should be okay. In the AL Central, you have the White Sox that are 3-15 to start the season. The exception to this rule is the AL East in the division that you cover, the NL Central, where right now it's tough to differentiate between top to bottom of the NFL Central. So right now, from what you've seen very early in the season, how would you kind of handicap that division with the Brewers in first at 11-6 and the Cardinals in last at 9-10?
That's what I love about this game, guys, is you never can have those predictions early on and just assume that you're right. I think Vegas is going to get smacked in the face when it comes to the Central. Nobody was talking about the Brewers. The Cubs are going to be really, really good. They're going to continue to put together. Just got number one ratings in their minor league system. And the Pirates, I mean, they just have some juggernauts that are in AAA just waiting to come up. Paul Skeens being a guy, he pitches tonight. Yeah. He's been phenomenal. There's a lot of good talent, and a lot of times it gets overseen by the money that's not spent. And sometimes the money is spent in the draft. It's spent on development, and it seems like it's really coming together when you look at the Central right now.
Yeah, Livy Dunn's boyfriend going to be a stud for the Pirates very soon. In the AL East, I do feel like those are just good teams. Top to bottom, right? There's going to be some separation at some point, but when you look at the Red Sox at 10-10, the Blue Jays at 10-9, and the Yankees in the lead at 13-6, you said the Orioles you think are the best team, but is there a bad team in that division?
There isn't a bad team. I think Tampa Bay got got hit with a couple injury bugs, but no, there's not a bad team when you look at the AL East. That's a division that beats up on itself. That's why I wish baseball would be more like NBA and let these guys, your best record, get into the playoffs. If you won your division, kudos to you. But if you're in the AL Central right now, that's not a very strong division. And you have Detroit probably running away with it if you have to kind of look at it towards the end, but it's just not a good division.
Michael, what's the...
Tyler's upset with you, by the way. Our resident Tyler Castle, a huge Cleveland fan. Guardians are 13-6, so he wants to throw in the Guardians. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, but it's still not a good division. Sorry.
You're right about that.
On the way out, what's the best story of the players that are on that ball club that you're visiting currently? The guys you've worked with? You have one?
Best story.
Background. It could be anything.
So I would say the coolest part about this stadium is it's 98 years old, and Jackie Robinson played here just his day the other day. Josh Gibson, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, all those guys played here. So it's really special. Now it's turf, but everything here is the bones of the original stadium. So that's the coolest part about where I'm at.
So it's like Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah, except there's no football team that plays there. Yeah. There's the only difference.
There is a football team, a high school football team, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So yeah, it is
Friday Night Lights. I love it.
You're right.
What I hear, Hutton, is we're gonna head up. We're gonna plan the perfect time of year. We can catch maybe a late season baseball game there, night football game there, and then in the early fall, a Saturday Pirates game close by in Pittsburgh. That sounds like the perfect weekend.
Well, let's round it out and go to a Steelers game too on that Sunday.
After the other. Dang. I love it.
Yeah,
let's do it all.
Get to go see Justin Fields.
Pittsburgh heaven.
Takes over for Russell Wilson.
And then we have one of those terrible sandwiches that put fries on it for no reason at all. Just to really round it out. Yeah, fully balanced.
Hey, don't forget about the Dan Marino Yinzer dog that's coming in.
What was the thing that you sent me that we were talking about, the new menu item at Pirates games?
The Renegade.
Yes.
Looks like a 42-foot long hot dog with pierogies, brisket, and pickles. I don't know.
Chad's mouth is watering.
I mean, I would need some help.
That's like his cup of tea, isn't it?
I can eat for it. I would need some help with this item. That thing is gigantic.
He's definitely hungry now, though.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The Fort, Michael McHenry, has been our guest. Always great to catch up, man. Let's do this again soon. See you next week.
Absolutely. See you guys. God bless. Yeah.
Same to you, Michael McHenry. Same as Armando. The best. You can't get along with
what
the
a backdrop.
Fort.
What a ballpark.
That's a you problem. I love it.
I love anything that has a rolling hill.
He put
backdrop.
Effort into that shot. I love that.
Yeah, the rolling hills and the backdrop. That's one of my favorites.
Every week, Davey Hutson puts effort into Let's Get Weird.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Talking now.
Gentlemen, I would like to say that this edition is going to be extra weird and teased it a little bit earlier, Hutt, but we start in Brazil.
But no dating. No dating with Davey this time.
I mean, there's not much of an update right now.
Okay.
So I don't really have anything that's... Trust me, these stories are a lot more entertaining than my dating life at the moment.
We don't fabricate, so let's go with the real stories.
So, okay, we're down in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, and this woman wheels in an elderly man in a wheelchair looking to co-sign a loan. Well, you might be thinking, all right, that's probably not that uncommon, you know, family member
gone.
Going in. And he's dead. So literally, she wheeled in a corpse trying to get this man to co-sign on a loan. They have pictures, as you can see. It's they've blurred out his face.
It looks like, it's so blurred out, it doesn't look like it looks like a doll.
It
looks like a Howard Stern whack pack.
Those aren't the hands of an elderly man. Looks like a much younger person, just by judging their hands. It's like reading the rings on a tree and trying to guess their age. I can look at someone's hands and approximate their age. That man's no older than 40. It's in that wheelchair.
This was basically Weekend at Bernie's, but you're pretty much just trying to tap into the bank accounts, get
look
these loans. Now, the bank customer that we see here, this woman, her name is Erica de Souza Vieira Nunez. And she's been arrested because, I mean, the employees at the bank were just like, obviously things are off here. She was talking to the man like, hey, I need
Are the eyes open?
That's
everything I've seen has been blurred out. I think they're like, I didn't go to the deep dive parts of Reddit where
the coins
I might
are in the
able
eyes.
To, it's just, I mean, you know, people will go to extra links and I understand the economy down there right now is not great, but good Lord.
Is this Outkick policy to blur out the faces of dead people or was this a Reddit deal?
No, this was like on the video I could find.
It's tough to find.
I want
to
say this one might have been I know like the New York Post initially had something. I want to say this might have been ripped from there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one of those things to where bank employees were just like, do you need me to call the ambulance? Because obviously this guy doesn't look well. And I mean, naturally you don't when you're dead, but.
Right.
Oh, he's just sleeping. So, we'll wake him up in a sec. She's like, fine.
She's claiming to be, this was her uncle. She's like, uncle, I need your help signing this. Like, you have to do it yourself. They won't let me do it for you kind of thing.
So I didn't, so then she didn't
puts
know.
The pen in the hand and it's like trying to.
Let's talk about that $100,000 loan that we came in here to get. We'll wake him up.
That's
in a
crazy
bit.
Thing. It was only for
$3,400.
Oh, sounds like a debt. So
yes,
I'm looking at
she
this.
Owes somebody in town.
Speaking of debt to dead, I had no idea that this man was deceased. I'm thinking immediately, is that Eric the actor?
Yes,
that was just rolled in there.
Make a fist. Sorry.
So
continue, Davey.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Good start.
She got arrested.
Good start.
We will see what happens. It's going to be interesting. I mean, this kind of like went global in or not global, but there was like TV,
Brazilian national
yeah,
story.
TV Globo, I think is the name of like their national outlet that was like covering the story. So they're looking to even find out if she actually is.
Trivia question. You guys know what language they speak in Brazil?
Yes.
Portuguese.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
Boom.
And
boom.
Odd, yeah, what would
Colin definitely knew that, our resident soccer
the
fan.
The twist, the turnabout in this film that could be made about this woman is she needed $3,400 too. For the funeral services.
The only other thing...
I'm not paying for this funeral, Uncle Guillermo.
I have not mentioned was they figured out that he'd only died hours before this occurred as far as her wheeling him into the bank.
So rigor mortis didn't set in?
Rigor mortis had not set in
wow.
at this point.
And that was then certainly planned.
The mm-hmm. investigation, they're still trying to find out if this is actually the niece of the deceased
wow.
man.
Oh, no.
So
she just found a corpse?
It could be. Could be. I don't know.
There's
I will keep you posted
thing.
as we learn more on that one. Guys, this next story, a little bit of a follow-up from something we talked about previously, but you guys remember the conversation about Dune 2 and the popcorn bucket?
Yep.
All right, so AMC, as you can see a picture of it here, AMC, an executive, has said, obviously we would not have made this had we known what it was going to turn into as far as all the sexual innuendos that have been happening
how
as a result of them going with this bucket. Yes, but...
It's been defiled.
But what's great about it is... More popcorn bucket themed ideas are happening now. That's what's great. And as you can see here, here's one for Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, this is not exactly, this is Boss Logic made this up, but the good news is that I think it's, I want to make sure I get the director's name right for this one. Sean Levy, who's the director of the Deadpool and Wolverine film, said there will be a specialized popcorn bucket. This is not it, but like if there is a movie that can get. Could get real crazy with it. Yeah. Like, it's right up the alley for Deadpool and, like, having, you know, Ryan Reynolds promote it.
About to see a movie Fleshlight next, I'm sure, from David.
So.
They're making all these movies on Netflix of, like, the Pop-Tart story, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos story. Why not the Fleshlight story?
This is incredible fan art. And
get your glow back.
So,
it's a great story of American capitalism.
Did either of you ever...
Entrepreneurship.
Ever watch the TV show Nathan for You on Comedy Central?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm aware of Nathan Fielder's kind of odd comedy, but
yes.
I never watched it.
So he would always come up with business ideas to help businesses that were struggling. And so there was one movie theater that wasn't doing well, so he wanted to crack down on people that were sharing popcorn. So his idea was he had cameras installed, and you could see when people were actually sharing, and he would talk to them before. He's like, hey, now we have a policy. You can't buy a bucket of popcorn and share it. And so his idea was to catch people afterwards. He would take pictures of them and then post it on a sign afterwards. Like, you know, it's like if you got caught stealing at a place, it's like, hey, don't serve this person. They did this. Well, the sign he did for popcorn shares, he only had one board, but it was popcorn shares and theater masturbators. So these people were up on the sign together. It was a good bit. And I mean, just, you know, his awkwardness and his comedy was always really
the
funny.
Debbie
so,
does Dallas
could be a way to get
bucket.
People back to the theater, too. You never know. Yeah. That's what Dune 2 figured out.
I thought that was just a good tie-in with, you know.
Dune 2 did well at the box office, right? The second go-around?
It did. I do not have those numbers, but
it may be onto something.
Definitely, as far as social media goes, it had a lot of bits that were kind of taking over as far as just on reels and stuff of that nature. Guys, we also, just sticking with the weirdness, we're going to get into a little bit of some animal talk. So... First off,
Panda watch.
We will get to Charlotte momentarily, but I didn't know this. So we've all heard of Axe body spray, right?
Yes.
So it is actually in a lot of other countries.
My high school girlfriends have heard of it too.
It's called Lynx. apparently like links like in the UK, Ireland, there were a lot of other countries, I think primarily in Europe, that the copyright for Axe was already taken, so they had to use another name. And so the Wall Street Journal actually put this story out, but what they are using Axe body spray for over in the UK right now a lot is for if a sheep or a ram gets grouchy. For whatever reason, based off the smell, you can spray your rams if they are like the testosterone's your building rams. Up and they're starting to like get hostile.
Yeah.
You can spray them and the lynx, as we know it, the Axe body spray actually calms them down.
It's like a lavender oil for a ram, sort of. Well, you spray lavender oil in your pillow, you sleep better at night.
So,
but that's what Axe is to the ram, to the sheep.
Okay. But like the ram, so like a deer, you would spray deer piss, deer urine.
No, but they're saying like you take the actual Axe body spray product and you can calm them with it.
Right, but I'm
whatever's
saying,
in there.
Is the Axe bottle spray just urine of a ram? You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
because that's how you hunt.
Get it, yeah.
The hunters go out.
Yeah.
Very sprayed. Who knows what's in there?
We're coming up with all
Bill
sorts
Romanowski
of...
Bill Romanowski would know.
All sorts of business opportunities are being presented here.
I always loved in the movie That's My Boy with Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. He, at one point, Sandler's character turns to him and he's like, do you have any Axe body spray? And then he goes, no, Donnie, I don't have any Axe body spray because I'm not a bleeping douchebag. And it's just well-timed.
Yes.
The way in which those two guys act. The other thing they're using this for is, and I thought this was interesting. So, like, let's say a sheep is orphaned.
Okay.
What they will do, based off the smell that the mother sheep would have, I don't know the exact term for that, but the sheep would actually have.
Like Dolly the sheep.
Yes. If they sprayed.
Just made that up. Maiden. Sheep.
If they spray the lynx on the orphan and then the mother, the scent, she will. Yeah. Since that as her own offspring.
Well, yes. Same with calves and cattle. Growing up on a farm, Chad, if you have a calf that passes and you want the mom, the cow, to nurse another, you can go get a dairy cow or a dairy calf, and you can literally do what Davey's saying. The cow will think that's her.
It's how calf. I killed an entire flock of bunnies recently. Was removing the bunnies from the burrow. For the mother, and then the mother just took off, got out of town, and they all died by the next morning.
And
I thought I was saving them.
Last
animal control.
I thought I was saving them, and I Googled it afterward. I'm like, oh, these bunnies are dead.
Oh,
and they were. They were like that dude that was wheeled into the bank when I came back, as stiff as a rod.
Chad tried to sell them for
$3,600. The last fact on this, I didn't know this, but apparently
the dark web is short on dead bunnies for sale. That's what I found out.
Axe was first introduced in France in 1983. There's a fun fact for you.
France.
Mm, yes.
Of course.
Interesting.
The French are douchebags, so that makes sense.
All right, guys. And then real quick on Charlotte, not had the youth or the pups. The aquarium did post an update. They're close to the public today, so I don't know if something's off. But they said Charlotte's doing well, has not yet had her offspring, but thank you all for the support. Again, something fishy's going on there, and I hope to figure out what it is. And then, like, the first comment was, stop the lie. Show us an actual live ultrasound with a marine biologist. I love these 40-year-old Karens on here just getting upset.
Eventually, they'll add something in, and all of a sudden, she'll be pregnant. Right, Charlotte?
And then we can start doing the test to find out who is the father.
Yes. You know what? How happy are you to have that? That.
Yeah.
Parthenogenesis.
You have that. What are you going to do with that now that you have it? Your thing.
What is the... My thing.
Your player, your leader, your thing.
Yeah, your moneymaker, your thing.
That. God, what a just insufferable loser that dude is.
How dare Greg Doyle not ask Caitlin Clark how she identifies?
Yeah.
Well, just could've, assuming
could've
it's
her
that.
Thoughts on it.
Assuming it's just that. It's all that.
Hey, what do you want, America? Dan Z asking Caitlin Clark her thoughts on transgenders playing women's basketball? Or Greg Doyle hitting on her in front of all the world to see during a press conference.
One guy will be credentialed.
You choose, America. You choose.
Keep applied. Back at it tomorrow. Hot Mike, Under Withrow, 4 p.m. Eastern.